It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
This is Davin's Den.
All right, last segment of the show. All right, one not so much fun story, and then we'll do close with some fun stories. Yeah, it's been kind of a heavy episode, hasn't
it? I'm telling you, man. A fucking bucket of Prozac and some beer after this.
On a very special Davin's deck.
Yeah, I know.
Covering all the
talk about some of the most fucked up elements of our country.
All right. Well, speaking of fucked up elements of the country, this just, I don't know if it just hit the market.
Oh, no.
Bulletproof backpacks.
I saw.
All right, so I'm going to play the story, and we'll talk about it.
It's scary. It's very scary. Andrea Lavis was getting some back-to-school shopping done at the Office Max on Broadway in Craycroft. Guard Dog security brand Bulletproof Backpacks are sold here. She said she was sad to see them in the store, but thinks they're necessary.
There's so many crazy things going on in the world, and a lot of it is sadly aimed at the kids. You know, people are angry, and what's the easiest target to go after?
These bulletproof backpacks sell for up to $300. This one, that sold at Office Max and Office Depot, costs $119.
Your child's life is priceless, so you do anything to protect it.
The backpacks are lighter than you might think, and they really look and feel like an ordinary backpack. The label says it offers level 3A protection. That's enough to stop a bullet from a .44 Magnum handgun. Bulletproof backpacks are growing in popularity. Guard Dog Security's founder, Yasser Sheikh, says sales spike this time of the year when kids get ready to head back to school or after a school shooting. But he says with these backpacks, he wants parents and students to be prepared, not scared.
I personally think whether it's with our bulletproof backpacks or not, it's about starting that conversation of school safety, about possibly active shooter situations.
Kega 9 also found bullet-resistant and ballistic backpacks now being sold at Bed Bath & Beyond, Macy's, and Kmart. Natalie Tarangioli, Kega 9, on your side.
So, I didn't even know these things were out there. I think it's, you know what? The wife agrees with you. I kind of, I would get my daughter one.
No, and here's why. One, fuck these companies because they're preying off of people's fears. Two.
Well, there's a lot of money in fear.
Two, level 3A armor does not stop rifle
That's
rounds.
What I was going to ask you. That's what I was going to ask you.
So
I like the idea,
fuck this,
but
this news article too. I'm on a screen right now. I'm really dabbing. As a gun guy, I'm about to throw this microphone across the room.
No, you're not.
Yes, because one, they're preying off people's fears, and two, they're selling hundreds of dollar backpacks that will not stop the kinds of rounds used in most mass shootings.
That was my concern.
And they're saying a .44 handgun. Who does that remind you?
That's not really happening.
Oh, that's Dirty fucking Harry. That gun is bad. Oh, the Dirty Harry gun. No. Class 3A level. Level 3A armor is for a strong, really strong handgun, like a .44.
So what about these AR-15?
Level 3 armor. The problem is this, and I've looked into it for my children.
Oh, okay, so you weren't against the idea. You're against it. You don't think it's strong
enough.
I'm
against the fact that they're selling something, one,
that doesn't do what it claims to do.
That doesn't do what it claims to do. Two,
although they are telling you what the armor is.
They're preying on people's fear.
Well, if you were looking at it, it means you're afraid, too.
Okay. But still, you know, I have knowledge about weapons that 80% of Americans do not have.
Right. All right. So again, so the issue.
The
issue is not that something like this is out there. The issue is that it doesn't go far enough, and people are being misled. In your opinion.
Yep. And if you're going to buy the plate, it's an extra 10 pounds on your kid's pack. You can't put that on an average 5 or 6 year old. Your average elementary.
So in the article when they're trying it on, that's without the plate. And the plate. Gives
there
you
is no plate. It's level 3. It's Kevlar. So what happens when you have when you have level 3 armor, that is a metal plate that is coated.
Isn't that what this is claiming to have?
It's bullshit. And here's another problem
I have.
Test
that.
Yes.
Take it to the gun range.
Yes, but no, level 3A armor causes shrapnel.
Oh, so kids
when
are going to get shot.
Okay. When it's struck with a high-powered rifle round.
Okay.
So, You can take a 357 mag or a 44 magnum handgun, which most mass shooters nuts don't do because of reasons we discussed before.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pain in the ass to get a handgun permit. Yeah, it ain't very easy.
They also don't want to reload.
Okay. Also, you can drop mags out of a handgun all day.
You still got to put a new one in. They don't have 100 exactly. capacity.
Dude, don't mess. 17 shots? Dude, they had the wrong hand.
Right.
Like I said, with the semantics again, 4 people die instead of 15. Okay, well, that still sucks.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, you could drop mags and reload all day with your a 9mm handgun. Okay? So, they're selling parents something that, one, in a typical mass shooter situation with long guns, I call them long guns or rifles, would actually increase damage. Now you're causing shrapnel. Okay? Wrong kind of armor. I've looked into the plates. They're about $65. But the challenge is, you're talking about they're about 9.5 inches wide, 13 inches high. Protect vitals, the kids' vitals. So I remember, for example, as an NRA guy, I hate evoking this town's name, but Sandy Hook, most of those poor kids were shot in the back. You're running. Most of the entrance
rooms. Well, most people have their backpack on their back.
Correct. That's why. They're coming up with this idea. They're feeding on people's
Now, in
fear.
My kids' school, they're not allowed to carry their backpack from class to class.
Correct. Mine, too. That's another challenge. So now you're spending this money where basically the only way this is going to be effective, and this is why I'm choosing not to buy it, is if your kid's going to and from the school bus.
Right, which is not really where a lot of these attacks are happening.
Correct. So now you just got to, again, they're preying on fear. And most schools are like that, not just our school district. You're in Warwick, I'm in Monroe Woodbury. So it's, they're praying. So it's the wrong way to make money.
I think here's the bigger picture.
And even if my kid was allowed to have his backpack walking around the school hallway, that's an extra 10 pounds. And if you want the extra coat on it, so it can take multiple hits, it's that weight increases about 10%. So you're talking about 12 pounds, you know, an extra 12 pounds in a kid's backpack. Your average sixth grader, seventh grader, that slows him down. If he's got to run, he's got that backpack.
I don't mind them being a little slowed down if they're like have protection, like good protection.
No, I want my kid. I'd rather, honestly, being a gun guy, I'd rather have speed.
Here's the thing.
That situation. Here's I got a lot of things floating around my head because when I saw this online, I had a lot of different reactions. My first one like this was anger. Because, again, these are level 3A backpacks they're selling. So they're lying to parents. They're preying on fears.
Mm-hmm.
And you have kids going to school and not having what they need to stop a rifle round. Okay? That bothers me. Two, kids aren't allowed to walk around the hallway with backpacks. You know, unless it's to or from the school bus, there's nothing you can do. So the companies that are doing this, if you're listening, fuck you. That's all I can say.
Here is the bigger picture. I think with this, the fact that these products are out there, and in your opinion, are a complete waste and a ripoff, the fact that these products are out there is an admission that we as a society have failed.
No.
Yes.
It's an admission that people will make money off of fear the way they always have, even before Donald Trump, even before the AR-15 and the AK-47 were invented, brother.
Now, necessity...
That's what this is.
Necessity
is
the...
No, this is making money off of fear.
Right, but the fact that enough people buy it, if people didn't buy... means people are scared. Yes, people are scared. Children are scared.
Yes.
What I'm saying is as adults,
yes,
have failed.
Yes, when there's a mass shooting, our society has failed.
That's
yes,
what
absolutely.
I just said.
Absolutely.
That's what I said. Why are you arguing with
society?
Me?
I'm not. Society has failed.
That's
absolutely.
What I'm saying.
We live in a society that's become desensitized, disheartened, and it's gotten to the point now where the political noise shouts down any hope of a viable solutions-based idea.
I would also say part of that noise
from
is money.
Anyone.
I would also say part of that noise is money. Money's flooded into the politics.
And I'm telling you, people, actually, you know what happened after the last mass shooting?
Nothing.
Gun sales went up.
Always. And when the Democrat gets elected president, they're going to
exactly.
go up too. Yeah. So that's fear too.
I hate it. When I bought ammo under Obama, I was like, son of a bitch, this is expensive. Trump got elected, I was like, wow, this ain't too bad. You know, I'm serious.
Right, but they're playing on the fear of gun owners.
Correct. So that was my next solution. It swings both ways. So you got the liberals who watch CNN, oh, my kid's going to get shot in September. And then you got the conservatives going, oh, my God, I'm paying five times as much for ammo.
I think conservatives are worried about their kids getting shot, too.
It drives money. I think that well, we had this argument earlier. Until those goddamn HIPAA laws are changed, this is going to keep happening. And I'll tell you one thing. If the government wants to do something stupid like try a gun ban, good luck with that shit. Let me know how it works out.
I think, again, the point is the fact that a product like this is needed in our schools, whether this is a good product or not is irrelevant. The fact is we have failed. Because I'll tell you what, kids are scared. We have shooter drills in the schools, which is stuff we never had.
We forgot to maintain our constitutional rights while keeping the guns out of hands of these fucking lunatics. That's what it is. That's what we failed to do.
Well, by lunatic, you don't mean mentally ill. You just mean people do crazy things.
Lunatic. There's mentally ill, okay? And then there's people who want to lash out.
Okay.
Or commit. And, you know, I'll tell you another thing.
There's a difference,
I'm a swing back conservative gun-toting nut now. Those gun-free zone signs have to be taken down nationwide. They invite the crazies. Take down the signs. Even in office buildings, I've seen it in different states. Please leave your firearm in the car. Take the signs down.
But I got to tell you, as a comic, when I walk into a club and they got somebody working the door and they say no firearms, which happens like when I'm in Kentucky, I feel better.
No,
I feel better. No, because they got somebody working the door.
Yeah, and that's one person who's got a gun.
But he's the
first one who's going to get it.
But they have a cop working the door.
Yeah, and he's the first one who's going to get it because it's, you know. Nah, one guy with a 9mm on his hip against an AK or an AR.
I've dealt with enough drunks, enough hecklers, seen enough shit where people lose their mind. And I don't want that in the comic. People have thrown shit at me. People get up and challenge comics. No, I don't want it. But that's a different topic.
I get, like, for nightclubs, for example, when I want people drinking while carrying. I get what you're saying. Okay.
Yes.
So, take down the gun-free zone signs, take down the leave your firearm in the car signs. Start, it invites them.
I don't know if that's true. I'd have to
look
at statistics.
If I'm a nut, Virginia Tech, where was the shooting? That's my example. That's the only one I got for you right now.
Listen, it happened in El Paso. Plenty of people had guns there.
Make these guys know, first of all, armed security in school. That's the times we live in because we didn't solve problems.
You know what? In Dayton, that guy was from that area. He knew there was cops crawling all over the place. Because, he didn't give a shit.
Well, that's somebody, again, some people, Davin, you're not going to stop.
No, but that's what I'm saying. You can't stop.
You're not going to stop.
No, but people, I don't think the gun-free zones do anything, one way or the other. I don't worry about those
signs taken down. Right, I don't want any nut to know.
If somebody's going to do harm, they're going to do
harm. That they're safe. I don't want the nuts to know they're safe.
Listen.
I want armed security in schools. If we're not going to do anything to solve this fucking problem, we're going to have to find other ways to deal with it.
Again, that's really
selling
sad.
Backpacks to scared parents that aren't going to save their kids, and instead of a bullet hole, it's going to create a shrapnel situation with a rifle, with a long gun. No good.
All right.
I'm sorry. I got very upset when I saw that online. I saw those backpacks. I'm like, son of a bitch.
Macy's has quit selling dinner plates that incited controversy online among people who said they advocated a toxic message of portion control.
How big were the plates?
Allie Ward, a science correspondent for the CBS series Innovation Nation, tweeted an image of the plates on Sunday with the caption asking how to get the dinnerware banned. Her photo showed a plate featuring smaller and smaller circles labeled Mom Jeans, Favorite Jeans, Skinny Jeans.
Oh, shit. They went to the Mom Jean as the Fat Jean? Oh, no.
How can I get these plates from band?
How do you piss off 3 million women at one time? That. My God. Dude, I'm a man. I'm offended. Mom, they didn't go there.
You can have a hot mom milfs.
A mom jeans imply something totally different.
The plates made by a brand called Portions that were being sold at Macy's in-store concept store shop called Story at the retailer's flagship store in Manhattan Herald Square aim to provide helpful and hilarious visual cues that will spice up your dinner table and your conversation. Ward said the plates made her think of the moms to young girls to guys who dismissed centuries of crushing beauty standards and laughed them off when she saw them. I wasn't being literal at all in the term of legal ban, Ward wrote to the Huffington Post in an email explaining her initial tweet. She said she just wanted to show the world how insidious beauty culture, in this case one that shames women, can be. But I wanted Macy's to know that what they carry and display matters. It can hurt people and be held accountable for it.
Yeah.
So people, of course, were outraged. They talked about eating.
The marketing manager on on that one, missed the boat.
They said it encourages eating disorders.
Of course, man. All that shit.
Another person wrote the plates aren't funny. When you spend your entire existence being told how to look so you can catch a man, have value, and shame for the most natural thing, like gaining weight from things like pregnancy. Nobody put pregnancy in there. Or eating whatever.
Still, though, when the big plate's called mom jeans, man.
It's all the same size plate. There's just circle on the plate.
I know. That's
it's portion control.
Dude.
So yeah, there was a lot of backlash.
Yo, I'm sorry, man. I'm not even a female. I'd be like, yeah, fuck.
So of course, they apologized.
Good for them. They should. The marketing manager was trying
to do
something.
Company who made him apologized. Here's the thing. First of all, let's be real for a second here. I don't think portion control is a toxic message.
Portion control is a good message.
Yes,
how you go about it. Moms, you are targeting overweight moms, which is pretty
No.
Man.
They're saying on the plate, like, if you eat this much,
yeah,
you're going to have to wear your mom jeans.
Correct. Now define mom jeans.
I guess that's how you take it.
Chunky mom, not a MILF. When I hear mom jeans.
See, I didn't look at it.
And I'm being fit. Listen, my wife is tall, thin, beautiful. I'm a very lucky man. When I hear mom jeans, I don't get a picture of my wife in my head. I get somebody about 4 or 5 inches shorter and 40 pounds heavier. I'm sorry, man. It is what it is. That's offensive shit.
I didn't look at it like that.
Really?
I've done diets recently in the past couple of years,
yeah,
where it's all about portion control.
Of course,
like you put food,
it's calories. Calories
right,
in, calories out.
You put food in like certain containers.
Yes, but to call it mom jeans.
See, here's where I think
yikes.
I think if they would have also had dad jeans on there, like some plates with mom jeans, some plates with dad jeans,
would have been a little bit more palatable and less sexist.
Yeah, I think so.
It's not targeting overweight women.
Right.
You know, it's like, I mean, is there the extreme, fat bitch, really, mom jeans is a euphemism for fat bitch. That's offensive, man.
Like, do you really need to put that in your mouth?
Exactly. Like, yeah, put it down, fatty.
Yeah, I like that.
That's fun. Yeah, that's the wrong way to communicate with women. I'm sorry.
But I think they're conflating a healthy lifestyle with fat shaming. I didn't look at this as fat shaming.
I think that's a stretch. Yeah. Is it offensive to your typical overweight, middle-aged woman? Yes. Because, I'm sorry, we do have an obesity problem in this nation.
Right, which is why I don't necessarily have a problem.
Most of the moms I know are my age group, I'm saying. Most of the moms I know in their 40s are either overweight or obese by, medical standards, I wouldn't say fat shaming.
By medical standards, I'm obese.
I don't know. I'm saying in general. Yeah, I get it, dude. But,
I mean, the medical standards are a little ridiculous.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Oh, the BMI is friggin' useless. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I was competing, actively competing. And according to the BMI chart, I was over.
I don't look at myself as thin by any stretch,
no,
but I don't look at myself as obese.
No, not at all. But, again, the mom jeans thing, that's a little.
I think it was a bad idea, but I don't get the outrage. I don't know who would buy them.
Insensitive to women. I'm sorry. I mean, women handle in general. This is just my exposure being an athlete, a sensei. Women handle weight differently than men. And I've noticed just throughout my travels, unfortunately, overweight women are more prone to doing self-destructive things to lose weight than men are.
Well, that's what the women who are complaining about
this
were outraged about.
Yeah. I mean, it's a broad fat shaming thing, but, like I said, mom jeans, that's fucked up.
But I mean, it really took up the whole fucking plate.
That's the worst part about it, man.
But
it
what?
It was like, if you eat a full plate of food, you're one fat bitch.
No, it's more than a full plate of food.
That's the message I got from it.
You know what it was?
I'm a man looking at it.
You know what it reminds me of? When you go to the fucking buffets.
No, not all.
And you see the people just pile on the shit.
Yeah,
you know what? You know how I wouldn't put mom jeans. I put tarp.
Yeah. Omar the tent maker.
Yeah.
Cabela's 9-person tent. But yeah, that's. I mean, as far as a marketing professional perspective, foul ball. Sorry, not fat shaming.
The
fact that they made it sex, like gender specific.
Yeah, they should have put the men on there too.
Yeah, exactly. They screwed up. Foul ball.
I guess, but I think the I think the women were a little fucking outraged. Fucking relax. Well, have a Twinkie, fatty. Have a fucking Twinkie on a small little plate, you fat pig, you.
Don't go on the big circle. Pull into the little circle.
Right, I mean, come on. I mean, but no. But they're like, so oh, portion control. How dare you? Let us become veals. Yes, no, portion control is important.
It's all about messaging, though. And they, yes. Like I said.
Portion control is not evil.
No, portion control is vital. Dude, if you want to lose weight, like I said, calories, if you're eating 2,500 calories a day and only burning two, you're going to get fat.
Yes.
Yeah, the message of portion control, very good. The method by which they went about it, the messaging,
right.
Foul ball.
Right, but my beef is with the women who are like, oh, this is a toxic message. Oh, go fuck yourself.
I'm going to say toxic. Nobody else will. I'll be more blunt. It's a fucked up thing to, you know, mom jeans, that's rough, man.
See, I didn't look at mom
the big whole plate of food, dude. You're doomed.
Well, you know what? Unless that fucking plate of food is lettuce, you're going to win.
Lettuce.
Well, you fucking fill it up with fucking spaghetti and meatballs. Ugh. You know what? You're gonna be a fat ass.
That means every Sunday I have a mom jeans dinner.
But I... yeah!
I would tell you that.
But on your mom jeans. But that's... But I don't think that... a lot of people like heavier women.
Hey, teach their own. You know,
yeah, that's right. So I don't think that. I don't think that's necessarily saying bad things about heavier women.
Yeah, I get where you're coming. It's the message was off, man.
Don't think you'd be able to sell them. I don't.
No.
I don't think people would buy. Like as a guy, you're not bringing that home for your wife.
No.
Here's our new dinnerware, honey.
You know, stay within the lines, baby. Get a good plate over your friggin' head. My wife would make me eat the goddamn plate.
I mean, listen.
It's a fancy. Like I said, if it wasn't gender specific. The message of portion control,
good. The gender-specific is the problem.
Exactly. Portion control, good thing. Gender-specific messaging about portion control.
Hey, you know what?
Control.
You want to make them for men and put fat fuck at the edge? I'm with you.
Well, that's the problem. If you're going to do that, then you're good.
Yeah.
But again, to be sensitive to the matter, and it is true, just in my travels, the female athletes that I was exposed to in my karate days were more prone to doing self-destructive shit than the male athletes to lose weight.
Yeah, we don't give a shit. We just eat more. Oh, yeah, protein.
We fucking 5 pounds of beef for 2 weeks and shit a meat sweater out of our ass. But, you know, the girls go the other way. They starve themselves, you know, binge and purge, you know, that kind of shit. So it's a different ballgame. And again, you talk about cultural sensitivity. You know, it's...
I think I'm a little less sensitive than you.
Yeah, I think so. Well, you're a comedian, so you get paid to be a douche.
Fair point. All right, the last story until we're out of here.
What do you got?
Nearly 250 people have signed a petition calling for the import and sale of sex dolls to be banned in South Korea.
That's fantastic.
As of Friday, following the Supreme Court's ruling that they were for personal use and different from pornography, which is heavily restricted. The petition titled Ban Imports and Sales of Real Dolls and filed on the Presidential Blue House website argued that the dolls harm human dignity and say people are more likely to commit crimes if they are unsatisfied by sex dolls.
What?
As of Friday, it had more than 239,000 signatures. Now the president's office will be required to respond.
What's the matter? The down on horny?
You know, here's the thing. I was in South Korea, and their porn things are weird. Like, because I was in a hotel, and they had porn on the hotels, but it wasn't regular porn. It was like, I've talked about this before. It was like 45 minutes of a woman sucking on a banana or a cucumber.
What?
Yeah, this is true. I used to have a joke on my act that goes, it made me horny, it made me hungry.
Hungry, yeah, right. Yeah, well, I have a fucking salad.
But meanwhile, I was staying at a hotel when I was working for the military. Where it was a hooker hotel, where hookers would leave business cards on the stairs of the hotel, where there was sex toys in the vending machines.
Really?
So it's really weird over there.
Wow. They just have a different approach. The fact that the Supreme Court, like a jurist, ruled on sex dolls, first of all, is horrifying.
It's
so
amazing.
I can't even argue.
I want
point.
Fucking Kavanaugh and Gorsuch ruling.
I would love to get this case in front of them. I would, yeah, absolutely. Make a movie about it and charge admission.
I don't think sex dolls harm human dignity. I think they harm dolls' dignity.
I think they might chafe your balls.
I don't know.
Take your layer of skin off your cock.
That I don't know.
Me neither.
You sound like you spoke from experience.
No, God, no. That's some sick shit. But
I don't know if it's sick.
No, there's guys. Listen, you're into that. You're into that. There's nothing you can do. I don't get the whole committing crime things. You know, if you get mad at the dog, she doesn't satisfy you. You pop it with a pet or something, you know, what the, you know, who got hurt? I don't get the whole relation between sex dolls and crime. I don't understand it.
I don't understand how if your sex doll doesn't satisfy, you're going to commit more crime. I don't
know. Especially when you live in a country where prostitutes leave their business cards next to vegetables that they're sucking on. I don't get it.
and I think if you're unsatisfied with your sex doll, it's not a sex doll problem. It's a human problem.
Yeah, I think it's probably, yeah. Get some Viagra and a fucking bucket of beer.
So you've never had relations with a sex doll?
No, I can't say that I have.
Me neither.
No.
But here's the question. If South Korea bans imports of sex dolls from America, will Trump put tariffs on South Korea?
Slap him with a tariff, baby. Come on, Trump.
Trump likes to get slapped in the ass. Maybe he'll slap them with a tariff. Own.
There you go. Maybe it'll only be the dolls that urinate. We'll charge
the
double.
Oh, yes.
Can't forget that. Come on. The whole golden shower thing?
Yes, I'm quite aware.
Come on. You talked about that on your show for 2 months.
No, I don't think that's true. I certainly did not.
That's just some weird. Hey, listen. Every culture's got their own sex shit, I guess. But
kind of weird, though.
That
right?
is fine. I can't believe that a Supreme Court actually heard a case involving sex dolls. That's absolutely horrifying.
All right. Would you like to talk about your company, Tao of Energy?
Give us a call or try to find us.
Well, what's the phone number? You still haven't given it
to me. I don't. I'm serious. I don't use it. I just...
What's the Facebook page?
Yeah, I don't have one.
What do you do? You don't have that anymore?
No.
What am I fucking plugging?
I don't know. Just I do it to sponsor the show. I like you guys.
I appreciate that. But I've been plugging this Facebook
page.
It's
a company I haven't used in years. I haven't used the company in years.
So what should we promote?
I don't know. Say Russ is a nice guy. We love him.
All right. Our benefactor.
Benefactor.
There you go. Benefactor Russ. There you go. All right.
Oh, my God.
It's one less read I got to fucking do. I'll That's just give you a shout out every week.
Oh, sponsor Russ. This is a benefactor. So, thanks for our sponsor, Russ. That's all.
Yeah, but I've been trying to, with the company. But
I don't do anything. I've for the past God knows how many years, 7 years now, I don't use it.
Got to open up another dojo so we can promote that.
Actually, I started training again.
Where, at the old one?
No, by myself in my yard, in my room.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How's that going?
Painful.
You trying to get back into Taekwondo karate shape?
No, karate.
Karate?
Karate, yeah.
You don't want to train at your old dojo?
No. It's in Goshen. I don't want to commute to train.
Fucking drove from Warwick to go.
Yeah, I'm serious. I don't want to.
And, I get that. I work out more here than I ever did when I had the gym.
You know, really, it sounds terrible, but I'm good, my level. If I don't know what to do by myself, I think I missed the boat.
There's certain equipment that they have.
I got everything at
home. Oh, you got everything?
I got everything at home.
All right.
Yeah. Yep.
You ever go back?
I don't know.
I mean, you ever go back to the school, visit or anything?
Yeah. Actually, I saw one of my old students get his second degree black belt.
Nice.
And my third degree black belt, Brendan Ingber. Yep, he was over the house training with me before he goes to college.
Nice.
Yep, I gave him his refresher course. Nice. Yeah, I got video of his boxing and roughing it up and having fun.
Does he still train at the old dojo?
No. He's now a varsity soccer player, but I'll tell you, he didn't miss a beat. He still got it.
We'll see if my daughter goes back. Yep. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
She kind of took off this year. We'll see if he comes back. All right, Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary needs, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday night, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not just be an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the always popular comedy nights. We'll probably have a show coming up for you, hopefully in October.
Cool.
Experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Rampo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by calling 201-337-8990, 201-337-8990, or by going to PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Order the Asabuco, best in New Jersey.
Really?
I love that.
That's coming a lot from an Italian.
Yes, I'm full-blooded Italian. Love their Asabuco.
All right, so Pitt read Joe usually does, but here's some other reads that Joe and Pip do that I'm gonna. I didn't write these reads, so I gotta figure them out here.
This guy gives us
no. So this is what is this? KGI Design. All right. So we're excited to begin. This is from KGI Design Group. We're excited to begin our adventure with Dav and Joe Pip and Davin's Den Family as a sponsor. We really can't wait to get on the show. Personally, say hello. Yes, Kim, we're waiting for you. We're still trying to get Kim in here. Things came up, but we got to get Kim in here. We all need to engage with our audience, especially your business. And we start all new relationships like this one and all the other ones in life, in business, by simply saying, hello, 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 hello,
hello, hello.
Our company, KGI Design Group, is a certified New York State woman-owned design and marketing firm located in Farmingdale, New York. We'll make that happen for you. Our currently all-female professional crew at KGI will enhance your brand to reach your consumers by crafting a voice that stands out amid the noise. What is your company persona? Bold, provocative, daring, conservative, classy, or down-to-earth? Your message will be clear, recognizable, and consistent with KGI. Our 25 years of experience in strategy and design development for print, digital, and web will make sure all the bits within your marketing come together. Give us a call today at 516-420-0013, 516-420-0013, to help you say hello to all your customers. And, of course, you can find them on the web at kgidesigngroup.com. Follow them on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. Add the hashtag SayHelloAndDavinsDen to receive a special surprise.
I hope Macy's calls them next time they're designing plates.
They should. They should. KGI should meet with Macy's.
I'm
Macy's
serious.
Barnyard Lane Sign Company is excited to be part of the Davins and crew. We can't wait for Joe, Davin, and Pip and all of you to join us out for a crazy fun paint and sip night. Create custom wood signs and totally custom sayings. Never an upcharge or a cover charge. Come with your group to one of the three locations in Farmingdale, including Starkey Brothers Garden Center, KGI Design Group, and the Nutty Irishman. Celebrate a birthday, host a shower, or just go out with the girls and have some wine. Their evenings are super fun for their staff and is uber friendly, and everyone leaves with a fantastic piece of custom art they create. I've seen some of the art. It's really nice. Right now, they have a full line of summer porch and pool signs, shower and wedding signs, and, of course, don't forget the King of the Grill and Garage. Don't forget those for your dad. You can order a sign online for them to make, or you can join them for a workshop. You just go to Barnyard Lane Design Co. .com, barnyardlinedesignco.com, or call them at 516-420-0013. Side-splitting productions, you guys need a comic. Side-splitting, go to davincomedy.com, davincomedy.com, we'll get you a comic. Call us 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. Anybody you want to give a shout-out to?
My wife Susan is listening. Love you, baby. Be home soon.
August 8th and the 10th through the 10th, I'll be in Palm Harbor, Florida at Snappers Comedy Club. For tickets, call 727-433-1515. That's Snappers Comedy Club. And August 15th through August 17th, I'll be in Cocoa Beach, Florida at Gregory's Comedy Club. For tickets, call 321-799-2557, 321-799-2557. So we don't have a show next week because I'll be touring, so we'll be back.
Good luck, man.
Thank you. We will be back on August 20th, hopefully Joe and Pip. We'll be back in the fold. Russ, I want to thank you for coming in, man. Good job tonight. Thanks for having me, man.
Deep stuff, but good stuff.
It was deep tonight.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I would next time more sex dolls and less, poverty and starving children.
You know what it was? I found one story and then, like, another one that built
it right up, right? Yeah.
Yeah, because you just started these stories. You know, because all the shit I thought went together.
Yeah. Yeah, makes sense. Yeah, that was deep.
And, you know, we made you aware of some stuff you didn't know.
Right on. Right, that's always a good thing.
That's what we try to do on the show. That's what you're paying for.
There you go. Now you know that certain backpacks are just stupid.
There's that now, too. Now you know that. You dropped some knowledge. I was glad you... I didn't know that. I was wondering. Because when they said the type of the gun, I'm like, is that really...
Yeah, I'm going to drive home knowing that some Asian chicks lick cucumbers to get men horny.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
That's rough, dude.
Yeah. I got yelled at by the manager of the hotel because I wore my sneakers into the room.
Ooh, they don't like that.
Yeah. No, they don't. But he's like all pissed off at me. They're screaming. But I'm like, dude, you got a French tickler in the fucking vending machine. Now, really? This is the problem?
Yeah, okay.
I can't get a Snickers, but I can get a double-sided dildo, and me and my Nikes are the problem.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, the society, right?
I was the ugly American. What do you want?
You gotta come on a vending machine, just not done on the floor.
No, I think they wanted me to come on the floor. They had porn there. There was like three channels. One of them was porn.
Wow.
Yeah, but it was very aggravating porn.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I guess that's
fucking bite the cucumber. Bite the cucumber.
She wants salad dressing or some shit to go with.
So fucking infuriating.
Yeah, it doesn't work for American men, I guess.
No, I guess not.
Thanks for having me, bro.
Thanks for coming in. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us, tell no one. Either way, please keep on listening.